This is JIS News. Coming up, major gas importers being examined, retired bishop laid to rest, and 100 young persons and women to receive grant assistance to plant Irish potato. The news in detail after the break.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Now the news. The Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ, is to test the supplies of the country's major gasoline importers as part of ongoing efforts to determine the source of contaminated fuel being sold across the island. Energy Minister Philip Powell says the government is still at this time unable to determine the origin of the bad gas and is examining the entire supply chain to determine where the contamination could have occurred.
Having done these testings at the retail end, the Bureau of Standards has agreed, starting with the major importers, and they have collected samples already, to pursue testings at that end.
Mr. Powell, who was speaking at a press conference Tuesday, said the reports should be available by January 2. He adds that the Bureau of Standards will be intensifying random testing of E10, 87 and 90 petrol at service stations across the island. In the meantime, the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ, has ordered 17 gas stations to stop selling E10, 87 and 90 petrol in the wake of reports that they are among those selling contaminated petrol. Energy Minister Philip Powell says the pumps will remain closed until the proprietors can demonstrate that their gas is safe for consumers.
For the time being, until the proprietors can indicate to the Bureau of Standards, which will have to be verified by further testing, that the products meet full specifications.
Mr. Powell adds that the major organized crime and anti-corruption agency, MOCA, has been contacted to determine if the illegal trading of petroleum products had a role to play in the contamination of the gas and to bring prosecutions where necessary. The affected stations are spread across six parishes, with the majority being located in Kingston and St. Andrew. Some 100 young persons and women are to receive approximately $16.5 million in grant assistance under the 2015-16 National Irish Potato Expansion Program. The funding will go towards the provision of planting material, fertilizer, and crop care assistance.
Each beneficiary, however, is expected to cover the cost of land preparation and labor.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says 40 hectares of land will also be provided to the beneficiaries. The allocation will be provided by the ministry and several stakeholder partners, including the Canada-based Promotion of Regional Opportunities for Produce through Enterprises and Linkages Propel project. The 2015-16 National Irish Potato Expansion Program, funded at a cost of approximately $911 million, targets the cultivation of 1,200 hectares of the crop to meet local demand. And retired Bishop of the Diocese of Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, the late Reverend Dr. Neville D'Souza, was laid to rest on Monday following an official funeral. Reverend D'Souza, who was the fourth Jamaican to lead the local church, was interred at the St. Andrew Parish Church Cemetery. The service, which got underway at 11 a.m., was preceded by an hour of musical tributes from the Kingston College Chapel Choir, the Glenmuir High School Choir, the Diocesan Festival Choir, and the Jamaican Folk Singers. Among the attendees was Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, who read the first lesson. Other government officials and members of the diplomatic corps were also present. The 12th Bishop of the Diocese of Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, Reverend D'Souza, was ordained a deacon in 1958 and became a priest in 1959. He was consecrated suffragan bishop of Montego Bay in 1973 and was enthroned as diocesan bishop in 1979. He guided the ministry of the church for 21 years until his retirement in 2000. Bishop D'Souza died on December 12 after a long illness. That was JIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.